Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Oh, here we go. Somebody say Friday.
Welcome to the Fat to Fit Friday, or Else podcast, Friday, where we talk about fitness, Friday, food, motivation, Friday, and general angry rants Friday, from the fat man himself, Stretch Friday. Roberts. So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon.
Yeah.
Here is your host, Stretch.
All right, here we go. It is time to get down for a Friday show. It is the Friday Paloza. I got the fan on. It could be a little loud, but I don't know if you're aware. If you're here in Southern California, you are aware it is hot as effing balls outside, and I'm talking big sweaty balls. It is really, really hot. This is the hottest week we have had, I'm guessing this year. Yeah, for sure, this year. And it is crazy. I am weird. I told you guys I've altered my diet. It's not so much keto right now. I'm doing some carbs. I do mini meals where it is just meat. Most meals just meat, but I'm incorporating carbs back in there a little bit. And this is fun. I also was able to weigh in and see I have not lost any weight, but I have not gained any weight, so things are cool. I'm totally okay with that. I don't want to be a person who worries constantly about the scale. If you are, it is a battle you are going to lose, and you'll lose your peace of mind along the way as well. So I'll be the guy that's like, yeah, whatever, I'm just trying to not be fat and die today of a heart attack, maybe tomorrow, maybe later on. On the way home, I stopped at the market and my cup holders were getting filled with coins in my car. I don't know if that's where you put them, but I had $27 in just my little cup holder of change because I dumped it into a jar, and I knew when I went in the grocery store, they have that coin machine. I love that coin machine because if not, I'm going to use it on parking meters? No, I'll have more change next week, and I only spend 50 cents or so at a dollar at a time in a parking meter. So it was for sure crazy how much I had in there. And they take 10%, so I had more than that. It was a lot of, that's a good chunk of little cash right there. It spent it immediately. I didn't even get it. I gave it, bought groceries, and then ran it through. My daughter's newest and latest dietary restrictions are no salt. Like, you know how hard that is to not eat salt? My daughter's diet restrictions now with her health issues that have come from the COVID vaccine. Call me crazy. The kid has a few diseases, and I said diseases, that are hereditary that I do not have and my wife doesn't have. And she went to the specialist, so how'd that happen? Well, this doctor said, she went to this very big specialist and said, well, your DNA was altered. Well, guess what alters your DNA? The mRNA in the vaccines. Like, I'm seriously, I got vaxxed. I had to get vaxxed to have my job at the time at the university when COVID was going on. So I got the two, and then I got two boosters. And I will never, ever, ever get one again. And I'm not even getting a flu shot this year. Like, now I don't trust the government. Like, people are really effed up. I know a lot of people. I know someone in my family who is right at my age who suddenly had a heart issue out of nowhere shortly after getting the vaccine. I know people who have dropped dead younger than me after getting the vaccines. Like, the vaccines were bad. They were bad. That was not well thought out. So now I don't trust. Like, wait a minute. And then we found out the mask didn't work. So we were wearing masks that whole time and that didn't work. And the whole thing was a big scam. I do not trust the government anymore. I sound like a crazy nut job, but that's where I have become. And the more we get into this with my daughter, the more I am 100% locked in on those beliefs. She's 22 years old. She had no medical issues in her life, was a healthy, perfect kid, and all of a sudden has insane amount of medical issues. And it all started in the last 2-3 years after getting all vaxxed up. So, anyhow, and then we found out it really didn't matter. You probably didn't need the vaccines. This is when I knew it was really the eye opener to me was when they're like, if you have diabetes or heart issue or something and you get COVID, you are going to die. And my mother, who is 77, had a heart attack last year. And within a week of having a heart attack, she had gone back to her office and some idiot came in there with COVID and she got COVID. And it did nothing to her. This is an old lady that just had a heart attack, now has heart issues, and got nothing from getting COVID. Nothing. Like, she was sick. She was really sick, but it didn't kill her. And I'm like, wait a minute. If she can fight it off, I can fight it off. I'm good, and I'm not getting any more of those vaccines. So let's just know that. But I am fat and want to be healthy, and I went into AI today. I love using AI, I told you guys. And I said, hey, what can I do to maintain my muscle mass? Because, I don't know if you're aware, the Ozempic, which I am on, is all of a sudden getting a lot of bad press. There are lawsuits coming out. This is where I predict the end of Ozempic. We're going to see a big decline in its popularity as these lawsuits are coming out and people are suing for millions of dollars because they have lost so much muscle that it's really been bad for their overall health, even though they're skinnier and healthier now. So people are suing about that, and that is, you'll see that in the news more and more. But here's what the AI said for me to do. It said I needed to do resistance training, adequate protein intake, and some cardiovascular exercise. Here's what it wants me to do. Resistance training 2-3 sessions per week, targeting major muscle groups like legs, back, chest, arms, core, 2-3 sets of 8-12 reps. Exercise at 60-80% of your one rep max. Focus on compound movements like squats, deadlifts, bench presses, rows, da-da-da-da. Obviously, you would adjust that. It doesn't know my injury history. Go for 45-60 minutes of working out. Protein intake, 1.2 to 2.0 grams per body weight. That's a really good ratio. So 1.2 grams per body weight. So let's just round up and say I am back to being a 300-pound fat ass. I would need to eat 600 grams of protein a day, anywhere between like 250 and anywhere between 450 and 600 grams of protein a day, and spread that out over 3-4 meals, and that is good. Cardiovascular, it's low on that. I do at least this right now, even with my scaled back version after my knee started hurting, 150 minutes of moderate aerobic activity. And then 48 hours between strength sessions, adequate sleep, 7-8 hours. I'm really good about that. And then consistency is key when you are on that program. I like it. I like it a lot. By the way, the fact that you're hearing me, I did not win Powerball. You'll be like, whatever happened to that guy Stretch? Like, what happened to him? Oh, he won Powerball. My family will be asking the same thing, so I don't feel like I don't love you, and I love my family and you guys, but I would vanish. I would vanish. I would go away. I would run for the hills. For a Stretch. Win the lottery. He won the Powerball. $700 million. I have horrible news for men everywhere. Just terrible, terrible news. The youth are destroying something else that is wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. They say body conscious and body dysmorphic young people are now cringe on leggings, aka yoga pants. Those are God's gift to men. Yeah, and granted, there's people that wear them that you're like, ooh, wow, that's bold. That's a bold statement right there. That'd be like me walking around in yoga pants and nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to see that. But a beautiful lady is very different. And they look amazing in them. And now they say Gen Z, because of their body issues, prefer loose fitting. So they're wearing big baggy sweatpants or big baggy shorts and baggy shirts. and they don't want to look see what they look like in skin tight clean. You know, yoga pants are skin tight. There is leaving nothing to the imagination. And I'm like, oh, sometimes you can see the vajay. The vajayjay. That thing is clear. Woo. That's when those are too tight. Too tight. You should get another size up or something. But yeah, so those are on the way out. They are no longer cool. The young kids are not liking it. They say leggings have plummeted in sales by 46.9% to 38.7% since 2022. And big name brands like Nike and Adidas have definitely scaled back their leggings investment. And Lululemon fans say they're still, you know, sticking to it, which will be to your detriment. Once trends start changing, if you don't get with the times, you're going to be toast. You got to be super cool. Speaking of super cool, don't tell Mean Spider Lady, but I am super cool. She doesn't know that. But I was there today, and I walked around in the showroom before I met anyone, and they had some cool stuff in there. There's some cool crap in there. I got questions. And Mean Spider Lady doesn't want to answer them for me because she's, I don't know, I think she has some kind of attitude towards me. I don't know what it is. But then I went on to work and had my fun little work day. I worked yesterday, Wednesday night, unbeknownst to me when I got to work. I worked from 7 a.m. till 11:30 p.m. because my boss is fun like that. I'm like, I'm down to do what I got to do and get stuff done, but I little heads up. If you'd have told me maybe on Monday, hey, on Wednesday, I'm going to work you like 37 hours straight, yeah, I would love to know that. Beneficial. But hey, I'm on vacation right now, so I got nothing to complain about. I had maybe the most annoying day ever at work today. Let's break that down. And this is, by the way, stress at work and things that bother you at work. Like, I was on explosion mode today. Like, I was going to hurt someone. And here is how, I said, what all can I say? I've told you guys that we have cargo at work that comes in and out, and we get stuff from China on containers. We send stuff all over the world on containers. We have trucks coming in and out all the time with merchandise in them. And we have been victims to crime. And if you are in California, the shithole state that was once upon a time a great place, crime is rampant. And one of the things is cargo theft. It is really ramping up. Even though I saw a big bust this week, they busted some Koreans running a gnarly front on cargo theft and selling it in this like a hardware store in Montebello. So they popped those guys, and they say more arrests coming on that one in the week. But so we've upped security measures. I'm in charge of security. And we require information from companies before we can do anything with a truck coming or going from our property. And then and it's because, I can say, not bore you and explain this. Here's what happens. So let's say I had Stretch's Trucking. And Stretch's Trucking had order to pick up this shipment from this store and bring it to this store, and it was $1,200 for that shipment. Okay, well, what people have started doing, because they started brokering them out, so Stretch would just put it on a basically like Uber. I would just put, here's a pickup I have, and it pays $900. So you would say, okay, Stretch's Trucking is coming to pick up this order, and they're going to pick it up, and it's we're paying them $1,200. Well, what would happen is it would be Joe Blow's Trucking shows up, and they have all the correct paperwork because they got it from Stretch's Trucking, and Stretch's Trucking pays Joe Blow's Trucking $900, then charges the $1,200 and makes the little bit of cash there for doing absolutely nothing. Well, as that got really easy to do and it seemed cool, if you were in a fair and honest, hardworking society, that would be fine. But we're not. We're in an absolute hellhole. And people started going to those job boards. showing up at places for pickups saying, I'm Stretch's Trucking, and I'm here to pick up. Here's the number. Here's what I'm getting. Here's where it's going. Then picking it up and driving out the door and stealing it. That's how that happened. Brokering of truck rides, basically like an Uber. Like, if you were waiting on an Uber, and an Uber pulled up and said, hey, are you Stacy? And you're like, yeah, I'm your Uber. Get in. You would get right in. Even though it would say, that's weird. It said it was a blue Hyundai, but this is a black Nissan. Oh, well, no big deal. You would probably get right in. And same kind of things going on, but they're stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars in cargo. So we've upped our measures, and there's a couple companies that refused it because it is now a pain in the ass. And some companies say, no, we'll book our own freight, and we're not going to dance through your security hoops, and so be it. So one of the companies that does that had a pickup today, and they picked up, and they said it's going to be, as long as it's Stretch's Trucking, we're fine. Well, it wasn't Stretch's Trucking. Stretch's Trucking had brokered out the ride to someone else, and then it ends up, it wasn't even that, that they were trying to steal a load from us, and it was up north of 100 grand, this load, and the truck got loaded. And it was a Chinese guy that didn't speak any English. And then they verified with the client, hey, this isn't, you know, Stretch's Trucking, it's Joe Blow's Trucking. And they're like, we don't know who that is, don't order. Well, all right, well, they have your paperwork, so how did that happen? And lo and behold, it was a fraud, and the guy was trying to steal the stuff. Now, here's a thing I think as a guy in this, kind of my detective work on this, when they do this, the driver doesn't know. The driver's just, I work for a company. I got a dispatcher. The dispatcher called and said, hey, do you want to make $900? Go over to this place and pick up this load for Stretch's Trucking and bring it. And you're like, cool. And then you show up. Here's my little thing. Here's my number. This is where I'm getting it. This is where I'm taking it. And then you take it somewhere, drop it. And then they say, yeah, we'll take it from here. And then they steal it. And then it's that poor truck driver that had no idea, that just honestly picked up a load, trying to do an honest day's work, didn't know. And I think that's what I was dealing with this Chinese guy today. But there was a point when he had the truck loaded and was trying to leave, and I wasn't letting him leave. And he said, yeah, no, it's fine. We're the same company. And he started making excuses. And I said, no, back up to the gate. I'm not letting you out. You're not letting you out. You unload. And he was very hard of understanding. And then he clearly understood when I said, back this truck up or I will fucking shoot you. And he understood that. It was weird how, once again, I notice when I'm dealing with people who claim to not speak English, or I'm dealing with people who claim to be crazy. I deal with a lot of homeless people. When they're faced with real extreme violence, they tend to get it, and that makes me think, oh, you were playing me the whole time, because, oh, no, I don't want to get shot, I'm going to back up, or, oh, I don't want to get pepper sprayed in the face or hit with a club or whatever it is. People tend to figure that out real quick. So that was my day, and then here's how my day ended. This was fun. It's a true story. I cannot leave my desk, and the second I do, something happens every single time. Like, it's like I can sit at my desk for 4 hours and literally nothing will happen. And then I will go to the bathroom and 37 trucks will be at the gate, ringing the buzzer, honking, trying to get out, something. And I'm like, whoa, like all hell breaks. So I have to call someone to cover my desk if I leave my desk. And today, the end of the day, we had a pickup, another truck that came in and picked up an order. And I'm in the bathroom and I walk from the bathroom back to my desk. And the guy that I had called to relieve me is a really good guy. I love that guy. But he is very lackadaisical, let's just say. Very low-key chill, whereas I'm more high-strung, angry. And he says to me, look at that idiot driving away with the truck doors open. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And then I look at the camera as I see a truck that has just driven out our gate that he just opened with all of our crap in the back. And the doors are open. Now, that's kind of funny. If you're an idiot, it's not funny when you realize you're responsible for the stuff in the back of that truck. And I'm like, why did you do that? Why didn't you stop that guy? Why did you open the gate? I started asking him all these questions. I didn't know. I'm like, you didn't know that the truck that was leaving with the doors open filled with all of our merchandise is a bad thing? I go, that's happened to me before. I have effed up because I have cameras everywhere. So I can see that truck from the time it starts driving from the back of the property to the front of the property. I will get two or three looks at that truck. So you have to be paying attention. And I'll see it. Usually I'll see a truck with a, when that happens, which is rare, a truck with its gate open trying to drive out. I'll walk out and I'll stop it as it comes by my office and I'll be like, hey man, your doors are open. And they'll be like, oh crap, sorry, thanks. And they'll get, because sometimes drivers get in a hurry and they forget to close their truck. They literally drive away. And that's what this guy did. And so one of our bosses was there and I ran out the door and I'm like, hey, that truck just drove out of here and has our shit on the back and the doors are open. And he took off in his car. He couldn't find it. So it's either going to get stolen at a red light, someone's going to jump in the back and take a bunch of merch, or it's going to fall out as it drove down the freeway. And I know from where it was leaving our place, it was heading to the Inland Empire. Yeah. Just, you know, give two F's about your job. That's what I ask. Just give two F's. Just be alert. Be alert, be alert. That's what you need to do. Be a little bit alert. Just a tiny bit. Speaking of being alert and being angry, like me, there is a Chinese company that called Xping, and they have a new cool system. Basically, turns driving your car into a video game. It's kind of badass. So you hook this thing up, and it turns the entire windshield of your car into a digital screen that isn't really the view from your car. So it can show you things. It's an illusion. The whole thing is a 3D. It's like having on 3D goggles, but it's cameras that are filming everything outside your car. I don't know how this is legal. And then when you're driving, they show you everything, but it's like they can put an advertisement between you and the car in front of you if they wanted to. They could put a 45 mile an hour speed limit. They could do anything, and it's all floating on the road between you and the cars in front of you. But here's the kicker. There's a button on your steering wheel, and if someone cuts you off, you can throw things at their car, and it'll make you feel better. It's a road rage, like, release. I'm like, dude, I need this. Seems unsafe, though. Like, as cool as it is, it seems like, I don't know if I want my windshield being that. But then they give the stats of here in America. 92% of Americans have said they witnessed road rage in 2024. And 89% said they've been the victim of road rage in 2024. And then we had 116 people killed in road rage and 362 people injured right here in America in 2024. So maybe we need this. If you could burn off a little anger, would be good. Yeah, people get bent about the... You ever have somebody get mad at you and you're like, what is that person pissed about? Like, I don't understand. What's happening? Yeah, I don't get it. And then they drive up in front of you and slam on their brake. And then you're like, oh, now we're going to fight. Now the road rage is on. It's on and popping, bitches. God, what is wrong with people? Nude cruises we don't need to know about. We do know this is interesting, and my dog's going to need it very soon. They now are coming out with Ozempic for dogs, called Ozempets Era is what they're calling it, and it is coming where people will give their dogs Ozempic. Here's the problem. My dog, your dog only eats what you give it. My dog's getting fat because it lives with my parents, and my parents feed the shit out of him. And I honestly know now, my parents' dog died last year. And they love that dog. They had him for 10 years. He's a little tiny, some kind of terrier. And he weighed like 5 pounds. And he was cool, but he got diabetes and he died. Well, I know why he got diabetes. My parents fed him a bunch of shit is what happened. And they won't listen to anyone. And they go, oh, he's fine. He wants it. I gave it to him. It's just a little. And like, my mom feeds ice cookies. She gives them, what are those things called? The drumsticks, not chicken drumsticks. That would actually be okay if it didn't have a bone in it. She gives him drumsticks, ice cream. I went to the store and bought dog ice cream and said, please, give him this. If you're going to give him ice cream, don't give him ice cream. It's really bad for him. And then I'm sitting there, and my dad's feeding him onion rings in front of me. And I'm like, onions are toxic. What is wrong with you crazy old people? You're going to kill my dog. So ice might be on Ozempic here sooner rather than later. I got to save ice from the old people, even though I'm starting to wonder if I'm ever going to be able to get him out of there. He is so needy that I don't know if he can... I don't know if he's going to survive it. He's loves the constant... He's never alone. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, there is a human being around. And that's all he wants. He wants that company. And he has abandonment issues and all kinds of crap. So I don't know what's going to happen, but pretty crazy. here's a fun little story. And I've seen this. Gen Zers, you young bastards that suck and are a bunch of vaginas. They're having their parents write their resumes, having their parents apply for jobs for them, having their parents take them to interviews. And I've seen it. And if I am the... When you come to my office for an interview, the first person you encounter is me. And I will look at you, and I will go find the person that interviewed you when you leave and say, that person showed up with their mom or their friend, and the friend tried to sit in the lobby the whole time while they were in an interview. Like, that's red flag, red flag, red flag. Or that person wore house slippers to an interview. That person has 17-inch fingernails. Like, they see that, and I know they're done. I can look at people when they walk in, and I can look at how they're dressed and go, nope. My boss is old school. Men have to wear a shirt and a tie every single day to work, except for Friday. Friday, we have casual Friday. But men wear a shirt and a tie. Women are expected to wear, like, a dress or a dress-up. Women get away with more than men at my work, but... You're not getting away with wearing house slippers around the office. I can promise you that. We also have to shave. Like, we have all kinds of regulations. But, yeah, I don't think that is a good thing at all for that to be going on. I just thought, for nude cruises. Do you know who goes on nude cruises? People you would never, ever want to see nude in your life. Ever, ever. That's who goes. So don't go on a nude cruise. You'll be very disappointed. I couldn't. I don't want to see myself naked ever. I don't know when else does either, so I couldn't imagine being on a nude cruise. Sure, I'd like to go see some boobies, but I can turn on the internet and there's boobies. I don't need to go to a nude cruise. And then if you're the weird person there not nude, and people are like, what's up with the pervert over there gawking at everyone? Watch out. People are crazy. I'm excited. I am going to the Wonderland of Northgate Markets today with my mom. I told my mom I'd take her there. So I'm going to take her there, and then the one in Costa Mesa. And then later this weekend, I'm going to SeaWorld with my daughter. That's going to be big fun. And I'm just planning on sleeping in a little bit, a tiny bit, and not doing much. So I'm very excited about this time. And you need that. You need to unplug time. I deliberately planned it when my wife had to work, if that makes any sense. That's a lot of stress-free for me. Just, I'm going to chill, get my sleep on. So, very cool. I will be back on Monday. I'll have, maybe not. It might be Tuesday until I do a show, because I'm on my four-day vacation all around the nation. Stretcheree, always on vacation. So, you guys... Go enjoy your weekend. It won't be as good as mine or as long as mine, but, it's okay. Still love you guys. I will talk to you soon with another episode of Fat to Fit or Else, bitches.